What up, and welcome back to Bach Fantasy Talk. Like always, I'm your favorite host, Bach. And with that, let's get into it.
Front!
Trying to throw, Jones caught it. Did he get both feet down? Yes, he did! Touchdown, Atlanta!
Yeah! Great job!
Snap to Kirk, here they come. Got to get rid of it. Lob for Mooney. Caught! 20, 15, 10, 5. Touchdown, Atlanta! Fourth and one.
And Chris Davis takes it in the back of the end zone. He'll run it out to the 10, 15, 20, 25, 30, 35, 40, 45, 50, 45. There goes Davis.
Oh, my gosh.
Davis is going to run it all the way back. Auburn's going to win the football game.
What up, back at it for the Super Bowl. Last episode, we're going to get probably until free agency. Like always, I'm your favorite host, Bob, alongside here with Ben Whitcamp. Ben Whitcamp, you were here for what? You were here for, like, the fantasy football playoff preview at the start?
I don't even know. No idea.
So we're back at it here once again for the Super Bowl. We got basically, you know what's happening. We got Patrick Mahomes coming in. Looking for a three-peat. Line set a -1.5. And, well, I think I predicted the Bills and the Lions to be in the Super Bowl. So I'm off once again on picks. But, you know, in the last 5 years.
That's what I predicted.
Who?
Called it right there. Really? Eagles, Chiefs.
In the last 5 years, I got, I've been 5-5 on Super Bowl picks. And, you know, you kind of just, like, look at this game from a standpoint of how each team has gotten there. Like, there hasn't been, like, anything crazy that both teams have done. You know, regarding both teams, I'll start off with the Chiefs. I think the ref narrative really upsets me in a sense of I think the Bills had multiple chances to get it done, and they just didn't get it done. And it just seems like the scapegoat for not saying how poor Josh Allen was the last two drives.
I agree. I think that thing's bullshit.
I mean, Dalton Kincaid drops that pass. He could not execute when he needed most. And you got to give credit to the Chiefs. Also, the Texans game. The Texans gave up, what, 8 sacks? There's only, what, 2 teams to ever win a playoff game by giving up 8 or more sacks. I think, like, one quarterback's Joe Burrow. And then from the Eagles side, the NFC was through Philly. And it was going to be through Detroit, but Detroit did not do well. I wasn't impressed with Philly's win over the Packers. Who did they play in the second round? Who did they play?
Rams.
We watched the game. And the Rams. Rams was an impressive win, and they just blew out Washington. Like, absolutely blew out Washington. And, you know, you look at Philly's roster, and it's constructed. The offensive line's amazing. Best running back in the league. Great receiving core. You know, tight end's good. Like, everything on this team is perfect. And you look at the defense, and then you got, you know, you got the interior defensive line, which is not even what it was in 2022, but it's still looking really good. And then the linebacker core, besides N'Kobe Dean being out, it looks absolutely excellent. You got the white boys in the secondary going crazy. Your favorite player, Ben, C.J. Gardner-Johnson, and Darius Slay. And you just look at this team, and I go, how can I not pick this team? And then I realize the other guy on the other team is Patrick Mahomes.
I thought you were about to say it. You're about to be 5-1.
I am taking Kansas City Chiefs and Patrick Mahomes. I root for greatness. I think the Chiefs get the three-peat done. I got Kansas City winning this game. I think it's going to be the exact same thing as it was in 2021. I got them scoring a touchdown on the last drive to solidify Mahomes' legacy as the second best quarterback ever. I'm going to go with another high scoring one. I think defense is going to be a great part in this game. I'm going to go 28-24.
I'm sorry. Chiefs. You were 5-0. It's about to be 5-1. I think the Eagles got it by a million, maybe 2 million. But real score, Eagles 31, Chiefs 21. I think we're going to get Saquon. Saquon's going to break one off second quarter, then again the fourth, and then it's just going to be over.
Yeah. Just to give a little bit more fluff in this episode, we're coming out with a couple graphics right when the season comes out. Also, just talking about some news, I think the Falcons' Kirk Cousins' arm injury just kind of upsets me in a sense of why was he not benched and kept his job, and then Penix looks really good, and he wins that Kansas City game, and he wins that Denver game. Suddenly you're looking at this team in the playoffs. And if Cousins then has trade value and can be a definite starter next year in the NFL. That's some of the worst news. Also, Tennessee, I still don't think they're not going to take a quarterback right now. I think there's a lot of fluff going on in that sense of it. Also, Myles Garrett. I think Myles Garrett will get traded. I think Cleveland is going to come to a sense in the upcoming weeks.
He has to get traded. There's no way they don't.
A sense is that you're not going to win right now, especially if you take a quarterback, you're not going to win right now. I think trade Myles Garrett away for 2 picks, get a little bit of salary cap, get his salary kind of off your back a little bit, and then restructure from that Deshaun Watson thing and figure things out. You know, besides the Luka Doncic trade, there's really not much crazy NFL news. So I guess this is what kind of a short episode. So Ben, you got anything you want to comment on or say anything?
Birds by a million.
Birds by a million. Like always, I'm your favorite host, Bach, alongside here with Ben Whitcamp. We're getting out of you out of here short and sweet. We'll see you probably in March. We're going to look at free agency. We're going to talk NFL draft pre and post. Might throw in a March Madness episode to people like that. Maybe a little baseball preview. Other than that, that's all we got for a while. Like always, I'm your favorite host, Bach. We will see you next time.